Radio Newark, the home of Radio Newark Sport. Weeknights from 7. Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Tuesday, and our guest presenter tonight was Radio Newark's Young Star of 2016. So it's high time we find out what she's been up to this year. As it's Tuesday, we talk to Amber, and that means all things Newark Athletic Club. And we found you a 5K run for Sunday morning as well. If you're bored and not knowing to do, go out running. But first of all, those ever-important local headlines. And RHP Football Club's first ever Festival of Football Rock was a resounding success, with 98 teams taking part in 5 separate age levels. And we're going to talk to Gary Atwood in a few minutes, and he's going to tell us all about it. There was a home win for the Green and Whites, the under-7s beating the Lincoln-based Greenwood 2-1 in their final. And another brilliant run from the amazing Anna Smith, this time over 800 metres at the British Milers Club Grand Prix at Watford. Her time of 2 minutes 6.4 seconds was the fastest under 17 in the UK this year. Anna is now ranked 11th in the world for 800 metres in the under 18 rankings, and she is only 15.
This is Radio Newark Sport.
How good is that? We've got a young superstar on our hands, and talking of young superstars, we've got one of my favourites in tonight. Jess Weaver!
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You're good, you're looking very well. Yeah. You brought the old man along.
Yes.
You're on, and he's going to have a chat to us as well tonight, because the big rugby story that's been rumbling on since Saturday morning, we need to talk about that, and want to talk lots of things. How Jess is getting on. But talking about people of getting on, Rick Lane. You all know Rick, the advertiser, sports reporter, 23 years old, suffering from leukaemia. I can bring you the news that he is back out of hospital. He's back home. He's had his second bout of chemo. It wasn't good. He struggled. He was not very well at all. But he's a fighter. And he's got over that. He's back home, he's resting. The hospital have told him a couple of weeks at home and then back for that third bout. So, Rick, we've said it before and we'll keep on saying it, mate. If you're listening to this, we're all with you. All the sports community of Newark are solidly with you, Rick. Keep fighting it, mate, because you're going to beat it. And when you do, you can come in here and tell us all about your fight. Rick, we're with you, mate. Come on. All the way.
Radio Newark, the home of Newark Sport. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8pm with Mick and Tony. Radio Newark, the home of Newark Sport. Missed one of our shows? Don't forget you can check out the podcasts and get the very latest sports news daily on our website at radionewark.co.uk.
What we're trying to do now is get hold of Gary Atwood, and I think Gary can join us directly now. Gary, good evening.
Evening.
Gary, we're talking to Gary Atwood now, live on Radio Newark. Gary, the brainchild, the organiser behind Saturdays and Sundays' fantastic festival of football, really one absolutely excellent, and full credit to yourself and the RHP club.
Yeah.
But from your point of view, Gary, everything you dreamed of?
Yeah, to be fair, everything ran as sweet as a nut. I was so pleased with everybody that helped. Couldn't fault them enough, to be fair, and it went better than what I thought. Let me just say that.
90, I mean, when you had let's go back to when you had this sort of idea.
It would have been just after Christmas, to be fair.
Was it a complete nightmare setting it up? Because, I mean, I just cannot comprehend 98 teams putting together a tournament over 2 days on a field where the pitches aren't even marked out for you.
Yeah, we had to do all that. The only nightmare that we had was the last week, if I'm being honest. We had 19 drop out last week. I managed to fill 8 of them, but there was just one that we couldn't fill before the tournament. And then one team sadly let us down yesterday afternoon, which was a bit of a nightmare. They just didn't show. But apart from that, it was just the last week where it was stressful, if I'm being honest.
Will you do it again?
Yeah, we'll definitely do it again. I think we've filled all the places anyway, because everybody's commented that they want to come back next year. So that's one job out of the way.
And I'll come to your lads in a moment, but a very proud bunch of RHP under sevens.
Yes, very much so. The only home club to win a trophy, which was very pleasing, to be fair. Very pleased.
And they
look, icing on the cake, really.
They look so pleased to have won it, because they've played this Green Bank twice, I understand, in finals already, and lost on two occasions. So,
yeah, that's correct.
They really look so pleased to have won it, and I was very pleased to present them with the trophy.
Yeah, at the end of the day, as long as the kids were smiling, I don't care what happened.
They was. Your lads lost 2-0 in the final, I understand.
Yeah, that's correct. But to be honest, I'm not going to paper over any cracks. The better side won.
That's some. You know, it takes a big man to say that.
You know what I mean?
But I want to talk about the semi-final, because it went to penalties. And, you know, the heartbreak for Europe. I felt so sorry for the lad who took the penalty to win the match. And it was saved by AJ.
Yeah.
I mean, he was distraught, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
And it was lovely to see you go over to him, actually, Gary. I'm going to say that on air. It was lovely to see that.
I know how it feels. Because we suffered that fate 6 weeks ago, so I know exactly how it feels. Yeah.
So the way forward for you now, Gary, do the lads have a rest now?
They've had the rest, actually. They've had 4 weeks. They've had 4 weeks off up to this, so... I'm afraid tomorrow it starts for them.
Training starts tomorrow, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, Gary, yeah. I just wanted to say on there that, you know, that was absolutely fantastic. The organisation looked brilliant. Everybody knew what jobs they'd got to do, got on and did them. And, you know, when you get praise from people like Rob Townsend, who's been there and seen it...
Yeah.
You're doing something right, aren't you? Because Rob will say it as it is. And Rob, I spoke to Rob on Sunday morning, and he was full of praise.
He's a bit like me.
Yeah, say it as it is. And for you to say it went well, it must have gone very well.
Yeah, it did. I couldn't have dreamed of it happening any sweeter than what it did, if I'm being honest.
And probably a big thank you to the council as well, because they obviously let you have Lincoln Road and the facilities.
Yeah, they obviously let us use it. And they were very grateful for that, because we wouldn't have been able to do it at RHP, because it just wasn't big. It wouldn't be big enough. So, no, a big thank you to them. I'd like to thank all the referees that officiated. They worked the socks off. They did. And just everybody that chipped in and helped.
And the ladies behind the scenes doing the teas and the coffees and the burgers and
they was at it
the results. And they was at it non-stop.
They was at it for 14 hours. The ladies behind there.
Think you owe them a drink, Gary.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. So, yeah, nearly 14 hours. So it was near enough 8 o'clock when we finally left there.
Christ.
To come home.
Did you sleep well Sunday night?
Yeah.
Gary, a tremendous effort. Well done to yourself and everybody at RHP. And it was actually a pleasure to go down there and see some of that. And roll on next season.
Yeah, roll on.
Thanks, Gary.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye.
98 teams at a football festival. Take some doing. Anyway, our guest tonight, Jess, of course. We all know about Jess. She has been mentioned on this radio station that she's the best young rugby player in the country on more than one occasion. And Dad's here supporting as well. Good evening, Phil, by the way.
Good evening.
We've not spoke to you. Good evening, Phil. I'm going to talk a bit later on about Jesse's season. It was a bit hit and miss from what I can see after the glory of the under 15s this massive great step up to the under 18s, and Newark hadn't got the under 18 team that they had the under 15 teams. That's growing, and it's growing in the right direction. Everything's going in the right place, but that brought difficulties as well in keeping Jess at the forefront of junior rugby.
I mean, I think it proved to all of us that it's just such a team sport, really. You know, without the forwards winning the ball, for Jess to run in the tries, it just proves to you that it's such a team sport without the forwards doing the hard yards at the front and winning those one-on-one battles. It brought it home to us all that you've got to have a complete team. And it's a big step up from under-15s, a massive step up, you know, into that next level. You know, the girls are bigger, more powerful, and all when they're still playing at that age, it's because they want to play. You know, they're there and they've been playing since they were toddlers, and everyone knows what they're doing.
I think, though, it's so easy to forget, isn't it, that we're still talking probably less than 2 years ago when six of you came into the studio and saying, well, this is what we've got. We've got a couple of adults and four kids. We want to start a rugby team. And now there's probably closer to 70 kids playing rugby at Newark. So, you know, it's come hell of a long way. And there's a lot more way to go, isn't there? But, you know, it has come along. But I want to talk about Jess tonight, because I was so pleased she went with England to Cardiff. So you can tell us all about that. And you keep telling me that you don't think you're going to get into that England squad. I don't know if you have or you haven't. You can probably tell me about that. And school life is changing as well. Mm-hmm. So you're sort of off, probably on your travels in school. I don't know. We'll find out at 7:30. So I'm going to make you wait for that one, because I take it you both got up very early on Saturday morning then to watch this rugby match, did you?
Well, I was up sorting lambs ready for Newark Market, and then I managed to get them in there and get back ready to watch the rugby. Yeah.
Well, we spoke about it last night, because it did make the headlines, and the New Zealand flanker insists there's no malice or intent behind his challenge on Conor Murray. The Lions boss, Warren Gatland, believes Murray was illegally targeted by the All Blacks during the first test and says it could have caused a career-ending injury. I never go into a game thinking that I'm going to target someone and intentionally hurt them. I just want to clear that up. We spoke about it a bit last night, but it was me who don't understand it and a cricketer. I've actually got two people in tonight that do understand what went off. So let's have the proper view from a rugby player's.
So which one are you talking about? You're talking about when Conor Murray went to box kick the ball and somebody came in on late on it.
Yeah, they're saying they came in late and took his kicking leg.
And
Gatland saying that was a deliberate policy.
I think it is. I mean, when you're playing rugby, you know what you're doing. And if you think you can get away with it, that's not right, really.
In any sport, you get away with it until the referee tells you to stop.
Exactly, yeah. And it's a split second, really. And when you look at replays now, it looks as though it's intentional. But quite often when you've got an 18-stone chap coming, you know, straight at the top of a ruck or around the side of a ruck or more, momentum's there, isn't it, really? And it's a very fine line between getting it right and getting it wrong. Extremely fine line.
What, I mean, you do target your opposition's best player, don't you? I mean, whatever level that you're playing on, I mean, let's go back to Newark Rugby and the opposition sees Jess there. Jess is going to be targeted, isn't she? The opposition manager is going to say, there's the one that's going to cause you the most trouble.
Yeah.
Target her.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's obviously certain players in certain sides that, you know, are going to cause problems for the opposition. So, yeah, I know when we played Mansfield in the semi-finals, was it last year or the quarter-finals? I'm not quite sure. And their whole training session was 2 weeks previous before that match were, how do we stop Jess?
I wouldn't knock that, because that's the coach doing his own work.
Of course it is, yeah. Yeah, they had coaches running the position of fly half, saying, right, this is what we're going to do, this is what Jess does. But luckily it didn't work, did it?
Well, I mean, she just rises above it, and that's where this good player comes in, don't it?
Yeah,
you actually. I've seen it. I've seen it reviewing the game. This is the New Zealand ad. It's popped up on my Twitter feed. I guess people have opinions on it. All I can say is it wasn't my intention to go out there and target his planted foot. What I was trying to do is swinging foot. If you can disrupt that, it's like an ankle tap. You disrupt the kick. My timing was off, and I rolled into his planted foot. That's what I believed happened. It's never nice when these things happen outside the laws, but it was within the spirit of the game. Okay, you can, yeah. I reckon that's tongue in cheek. Don't you?
Well, you've got, at the end of the day, though, you want to make sure that the guy knows you're coming, and if he takes his eye off the ball, then that makes him make a mistake, doesn't it? You know, if you got them, they're huge, aren't they, those guys?
If you're looking at one of those All Blacks coming at you, and you know, crike.
Yeah.
You've lost it completely. They made a draw this morning, apparently. I didn't see today's game.
We haven't watched it. We're going to watch it when we get back.
But it was a yellow card that they say cost them, because the Hurricanes clawed back a 14-point deficit to draw. I thought the Lions would go over there. I mean, this is the best of the British Isles. We ain't doing very well. Is it because it's a cobbled-together last-minute team?
There's a bit of that in there, isn't there? Of course there is. You know, you get any team, you know, those guys over there as well. It's one of the biggest games of their lives, British Lions. You know, you're going to get a chance to pull on a shirt against those guys. I mean, it's been massive in New Zealand, absolutely massive, this Lions tour, like it is every time the Lions go abroad. And, I think, I don't think you need to, you need to be underestimating the effect it's having in New Zealand on these teams, you know, and they're going to play their hearts out. And all these sides are brilliant. There isn't any bad sides in New Zealand, to be fair, in that Super 12. You know, they're fantastic. So, and like you say, it is a team that's cobbled together. What have they been out there? 4 weeks? 5 weeks now? 4 weeks, possibly. It takes a bit of gelling, doesn't it?
Well, it does. So, we find out, ourselves that you can't just put 15 players together and assume it's going to work, can you?
No, when we're training, we often tell the girls, and it'll be the same with the Lions, it's no different, that you know how each player is going to play, which helps. So when we've got certain girls like Maddie, who's a forward, but she will pass the ball, so expect the ball to come to you. You've got other girls that you know you're not going to get the ball. As soon as they got the ball, they've got blinkers on. Alice, who plays hooker, and you know, so don't even expect the ball. Don't stand there waiting for it. Go in and give her a hand. Shove her forward. You know, go into the ruck and support her. And that helps. You know, all our girls, our success last year was knowing what each player was going to do and when they were going to do it. So it made it easy.
Was it easy?
Also, I think the beauty of it was for our girls, all our bigger girls in the forwards, they could handle the ball. They could pass the ball. All the teams we came up against, they were so used to blasting through that they weren't expected it. We just said to the girls, look, those big girls aren't going to pass. So it just makes it very easy. Just tackle them. Just tackle them.
Okay. We're going to try and talk to Amber next and see what's happening in the world of New York AC. And then we're going to find out exactly what's happening in the world of Jess Weaver. We're having problems finding Amber, so we'll find out how New York AC got on a little bit later. But it gives us more chance to talk to Jess and Phil, don't it? So, no problem at all. So, after the euphoria of winning the national championships, you and one or two of the others just turned 16. It's a massive gap, Phil, going from under 15s to under 18s, because you're basically playing grown-up women, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
And these are only... Well, it was a year ago, only girls, girls, so to speak. So there's a hell of a change, and New York found it harder than I think they probably thought they would do.
I think we fully expected it to be difficult. I think in certain key positions we were lacking at the end of the day, just lacking experience, and experience is everything. We had girls come along who gave it a go and thoroughly enjoyed it, to be fair, though we didn't win many matches. They thoroughly enjoyed it, which is the most important thing, which opened my eyes as a coach a little bit, you know, coming from the highs of the year before. And it was great to see these new girls come along, and regardless of how many points they got stuck on them, they didn't give a damn. They absolutely loved it. And that's what we find when girls come to rugby and they give it a go. I think we've only ever had one girl who's tried it and not enjoyed it.
And the big thing is hopefully they're going to come back again. Because you're starting training again very soon.
Yeah, right, this Thursday, yeah.
Oh, crikey. Let's bring Jess into it. Jess, we'll come to rugby in a moment.
Mm.
One thing that you did get was one of the Newark and Sherwood passes for the gym.
Yes.
How did that help?
Yeah, great. I've been using it since I've got it, really. Around Christmas, I didn't so much use it. Had colds and was ill a bit, but yeah, as soon as all my divisional trials and games kicked in, and obviously sevens now, I've used it loads. And with the gym being across the road, it's real handy because you just finish school and you go straight to the gym. So yeah, it all works quite well together, actually.
So where are we now with school?
So I finished my GCSEs now. I think it was like last Friday or the Friday before. And I have my leavers day next Tuesday and prom, obviously. And yeah, I think my GCSEs went all right. I tried as hard as I could, and I think it has gone all well. But maths I have definitely struggled with. I found that very hard.
Okay, but bear with me.
I don't know. I'm hoping I'll get the grades that I need so I can get to college and, yeah, do everything I want to there.
Jess, we'll come back in a second because we've got Amber now.
Mm-hmm.
Direct from the playing fields of the Newark Academy. Amber, good evening.
Good evening.
I thought we'd missed you for a moment.
I know, my phone didn't ring. I don't know what happened.
No, it went straight. Oh, no! Where's she gone?
I know.
We've lost Amber.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, you know the routine by now, don't you?
Yeah, I know the routine.
Tell me. Let's start, if we can, with the Athletic Club's presentation evening, because I think Team Owens got a table full of trophies for Mum to polish.
Yeah, we did get a table full of trophies. Yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm. I think Tilly didn't get her own one. Lauren got her own one for her jump, I think. Basically, Stuart, because Stuart couldn't go because he had, because that's our coach, he couldn't go because he was at Norfolk meeting some friends, and he basically wrote a nice thing for Tom's dad to say because he was presenting all the trophies. And basically there was a thing called Super Fast Day like last year, which is what Stuart named it, where me and then Anna Smith and Tom Evans, I think he got fourth in the England champs, I got third and Anna got first, so we got a trophy to share, which was really nice. And then there was I got one for just for that race as well, just for like a best performance one. And Luke Sayer, he ended up getting one for his, like, for all his throw-in, because obviously he's in, like, multi-eventer. He got one for throw-in and got one for effort as well. So, yeah, it was a really good night because he was sat on our table.
your table cleaned everything up. All right, let's talk about athletics then. Talk me through the weekend.
Well, the weekend was really good. I mean, on, obviously, Katie McIntosh, Lauren and Tilly Owens, obviously they had combined events. They stayed over and they were racing at Bedford, and they all did really well as a team. They stayed over. I don't think their team won and got through, but they got, I think they're about in the middle in the placings out of all of them. And then Luke was like the star of the show for the weekend, because he was with, because obviously we're with Lynx, the girls. And then because Luke's not, he's in the Knots team, and their team got through to the final. So he did really, really well, because their team now goes into the final round. And Luke ended up getting, he did 8 events, and he ended up getting 5 PBs out of 8 of them.
That's brilliant.
PB in shot put, long jump, hurdles, 1500, I think javelin as well.
That's what you call an afternoon to remember.
Yeah, so Luke had a really, really good weekend.
He did, really. What did you get up to?
It was just me on my own on Sunday because I had a wide, I had a YDL.
Yeah.
And it was good. I did steeplechase, just another steeplechase, and triple jump. And I got, for 1500 steeplechase, I was like near to my PB. It was like a season's best. And then for triple jump, because they're on at the same time, I always do them because obviously, as soon as I finish steeplechase, I go to triple jump. And I always, my first jump is always massive because I'm really springy doing the steeplechase. So yeah, I got, I think it was triple jump, I got 9.95, so I was nearly at 10, which is like a PB. So.
Excellent stuff. Excellent. And what you got lined up for this weekend? Anything?
No, I haven't got anything this weekend. Just training with Stuart.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a quiet weekend all round this weekend. Yeah. There's not a lot going off.
No. Oh, I've got another thing as well.
Oh.
Anna Smith did the on Saturday. Anna Smith did the BMC, and she got a brand new time of 2:06 for an 800, and she's like top in the world for year 10.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really good as well.
It's absolutely fantastic. You're all doing so well.
Thank you.
You really are. Proud of you. Amber, thank you for taking time out to ring us.
It's all right, don't worry.
You know, we'll have a chat next Tuesday. We'll find something to talk about.
Okay, we'll have a chat next Tuesday.
We'll have a chat
I'm
next
sorry,
Tuesday.
My phone didn't ring.
Don't worry about it. It's what it's all about. That's why we're
I had it in my hand and I had it on loud and everything and it didn't ring.
We love doing live. It's brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Amber.
It's all right, don't worry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has given Russia some of its drug testing duties back, ending 2 years of complete suspension. Its staff were accused of helping cover up state-sponsored cheating in 2015. Since then, UK Anti-Doping have been filling in for them. It will continue to supervise the Russian agency as it starts its plan to coordinate drug testing in the country. British and Irish Lions rugby coach Warren Gatlin plays the performance of Ian Henderson after their 31-all draw with the Hurricanes. The Ireland forward was sin-binned late on. The Lions had a 14-point lead at that stage. But he was a constant threat in Wellington and was narrowly denied a try. Slovakia's Prime Minister has asked UEFA to investigate why his team was knocked out of the European Under-21 Championship. A 1-0 win for Italy over Germany in the final round of group games sent Slovakia home. Only that score could qualify both teams for the semi-finals. Italy and Germany deny any wrongdoing. Yeah, okay then.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Okay, Jess, sorry, I cut you off a bit.
It's okay, don't
bit, keen there. My sort of timings went to technology, sort of failed. School-wise, when I sort of had to leave the room at a great rate of knots, you've done your GCSEs.
Yeah.
You haven't got the results yet.
No,
how do you think you've done?
Okay, yeah, I think when I get the results back, I'll be happy with what I get because I did genuinely put all my effort into it and I did all my revision as well as what I could. Just like I said earlier, it's maths that I'm struggling with, and obviously now you need English and maths to get into college, or and if I don't, I have to retake it next year. But if I don't, then if I don't get it, then I'll have to do it again. But yeah.
In order of preference, revision or lamin?
Revision, definitely.
For ones of you that don't know, and I'm sure most of you do know, Jess actually lives on a farm, and she's the most unfarming person that you'll ever that you're ever likely to meet.
Yeah, well, saying that, I've been working today, and I'm working all over summer, so things are slightly changing. So
is she getting a bit sort of more farmy, Dad?
Yeah, since she left school. To be fair, I think I think she's pleased to get school out of the way, and. It's been quite nice to work with, actually, Jess. She's done 2 days.
Compliments already.
Yeah, it's been quite nice.
2 days. We'll ask again in September.
But we relate everything to rugby. You were catching lambs today doing sore feet and stuff, and everything was...
So the lamb was a rugby ball. Okay. RSPCA's phone number. What's next, then? school-wise?
So I'm going to... Well, I'm hoping to go to Loughborough College in September, and I'm planning on doing a sports coaching and development course. There was either that one or a sports science one. I wasn't too keen on the sports science one, so I've gone with the coaching and development one. And I've obviously had to trial to get into the... it's called a high-performance like group thing now for the rugby there. It used to be called the ASA programme. And I'll have game days on Wednesdays. They'll take us there on coach, wherever it is around the country, because it's usually far, we have to travel. And training in the morning, up for the gym before college. But yeah, that's and I'm boarding. That's a big thing. But it's easy with obviously Loughborough being like an hour away. I can get the train, and the train is easy, and it's quite cheap, to be fair. But to get there for potentially maybe 6:30 in the morning or 7 to be in the gym before college, it'd probably be too much to catch the train every morning.
When I last spoke to you, this is what the hope was, more than the it's going to happen. Mm. This was your sort of dream, and I know Mum was a bit, well, I think it's a wonderful idea, but my girl's growing up and I'm not sure it's a wonderful idea and all things like that, which mums are supposed to do. Is it reliant on your results, or are you in?
Well, the place is mine if I get my GCSE. So I have to get 5 C's and above, or above, English and maths in that. So I need to get English and maths. I've already got a science GCSE because I took that last year. And then I just got to get 2 more. So I'm hoping I'll obviously pass PE. And then the last one.
You'll be in trouble with everybody, yeah, if you don't pass PE.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it is playing at the back of my mind a bit, because I do struggle with my schoolwork and stuff. Like, I do find it hard. But, like I said, I have tried extremely hard with it. And if it doesn't happen, then we'll go from there. But can't do anything about it really now.
It's going to work for me on the farm, I think.
Definitely not.
Don't think that's going to happen. Fingers crossed. I mean, yeah, you know, you should do, because I'm going to call you Dad or Phil, really. We'll call you Dad. Dad, that Loughborough would be the perfect place for her, wouldn't it? Because, A, it would improve her schoolwork, and sure as hell, it would improve the rugby.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we've seen, so she's been playing in with the England set, a lot of the girls are at Hartbury or Loughborough or the college in North, Bishop Burton, most of them anyway.
Or Flinton.
Most of them. Although some of the girls have stayed on at normal secondary school and done their A-levels, just sat their A-levels. But majority, and you can, the standard is unbelievable. They're playing, so they're in the gym every morning at 6:30. It's non-negotiable. They watch the diets, you know.
6:30, you're right with that, I think.
They're training, then also they've got a match day on Wednesday, and then obviously then they'll go back to their own clubs and do match days on a Sunday, and probably train with their own clubs as well. So you can see the difference. It's a massive step up, obviously. Yeah.
And from Jesse's personal point of view, because I think, is it still the ambition just to get paid to play rugby?
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially with the season we've had this year, like Dad says, you can tell people who have had a lot of game time and who are at the colleges, just purely because you train every day, you play rugby every day. And yes, I've had training at Newark, but games on a Sunday weren't so, like, they weren't every weekend, and weren't as high a standard as what
they're not going to be as competitive,
yeah,
are they, as
so
as this.
It has been hard, but yeah, you can definitely tell. And I think with going to Loughborough, it will improve my all-round game. Definitely.
What does Mum and Dad think to losing eldest daughter?
That'd be heaven.
Oh, come on.
No,
I'm sure Mum doesn't think that.
No, to be honest, it's lovely that she knows what she wants to do, which is the most important thing as a parent. you know, a lot of kids don't these days, and it's very difficult for them where they don't know what they want to do. For Jess, yeah, she loves a sport. It's something that she can do later in life. We have talked about being a physio if that, you know, if things don't work out, doing physio type things. And then she can always come back on the farm.
You see, you've got to have, we spoke last night, there's got to be the backup plan. Mm-hmm. Collingham Cricket's captain, Harry Shepherd, he dived to get the ball at Bolton a couple of Saturdays ago, and he's done something in his shoulder. He's moved one bone above another bone. And they reckon it could be up to 2 years before he even contemplates playing cricket.
Gosh. Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
You could be as skillful as Jess is, but you still need to remain injury-free. Mm. You still need a little bit of luck, and you still need, if you want to go and get paid for it, that backup of the education, don't you?
Oh, without a doubt. It's so far away.
Oh, she will end up lambing.
Yeah. It's so far away. You know, you think, oh, yeah, you've done this, you've gone to the Midlands and the England setup, but it's so far away, you know. It's you know, yeah, you're in the coach's eyes that are in the setup, but there's so much that can possibly go wrong. You know?
So, you remained in the Midlands setup, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks ago, you went with the England under-18s sevens.
Yes. Yeah.
Team, tell me all about that.
So, from Midlands divisional level, you get picked to play Academy Sevens, so that's the same thing as Midlands, but not 15s, it's Sevens. And that's against all the other divisions, so South West, South East, North. And from there, James Cooper, so fortunately he's my head divisional coach, so I know him very well. And he's the main coach for the under-18s TDG, so that is the England for my age, for sevens. And from that academy, like tournament day, he picks the squad is about 20 to 25 roughly to go in training camps over the summer. So I've had two already, for their 2 days each one is. And you go, they've been based at RAF Cosford, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
And so the girls come from all over the country. And you train with them, and it's an amazing experience because, like, the standard there is incredible. Even I feel very, with being younger, I am the youngest there, so it's very hard for me to not fit in, but it's a massive step up, especially with how little rugby I have had this season. You're playing against some of the girls there are in under-20s, 15s, England squad, so I'm a bit out of my depth, but I have given it a good go. And
whoa. One, you're not out of your depth, else they want to picture you.
I
can say that they'll only pick the best, and they'll pick the ones that they think are going to be the very best, because they can cherry pick from all over the country.
Yeah.
So not accepting out of your debt, no, not accepting that.
But yeah, so that squad, it's initially picked because they, out of that 25 squad, let's say, they picked 12 to go abroad to, the last year was it in France, but it does change, but I think it is going to be in France this year. And it's a tournament called FIRA, and you go to France and you'll play teams all over the world. So Spain, France did win last year. I think we won 2 years ago, which is quite a while ago. So they pick 12 people from that, and basically their camps all over summer are you're in a trial itself. Within, even though you're in the squad, they're still trialing you to get to this end tournament where you go abroad, which obviously I played Wales the other week, which was an amazing experience. It was a lovely venue, wasn't it? The pitch was amazing.
And the venue was called? Nah.
Yeah.
Just North of Cardiff.
Yeah, that's not what it was called.
I don't think I can pronounce it. Anyway, it was a funny name. But yeah, that was a great experience, and I got quite a bit of game time. We had 4 games in total. So it wasn't like as if it was a main game, because to travel all the way over to Cardiff for 14 minutes, because obviously sevens isn't very long, would be a bit pointless. So coach did 4 games against them, and we won 3 and lost 1. We kind of dipped in the second game, almost switched off. We weren't switched on from the start. We did the warm-up, and you could definitely tell when we had the game, but I came on in the second half, and we picked it up a bit then, didn't we? And we only lost by 1 point. So, yeah, but that was a bit of an eye-opener, because it does really show with that standard of rugby, you have to be switched on from the very start, especially in sevens. And because with it being such a small, short-timed game, you have to make every mistake is almost a try, really.
So let's just get this into perspective. This is the under-18s,
mm-hmm.
and you are... age-wise?
16.
So you got 2 more years in this age bracket itself. So, yes, I suppose you are the baby of the group, but, crack, you got 2 more years of this.
Yeah.
You're going to be there. Dad, what you saw it, you wouldn't... I mean, the out of the depth thing was wrong, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think possibly... I mean, we saw glimpses of the old Jess from the season before last, and... I had a sort of smile to myself and said, yeah, it's still there. You know, the opportunities were there. And, to be honest, she performed really well. I was smiling at the end of it anyway, because there were some real class girls there, girls that we've seen from big clubs and big setups. You know, there's girls that Jess and I look up to, you know. We've seen them over the last few years. And Jess did all right, yeah.
You know, Nash is in that close-knit group.
Yeah.
And... the Loughborough connection.
Mm. Yeah. Next season will be a very good season. It'll really show whether or not... Because I can't... With last season, I didn't really have much opportunities, whereas next season, I have them all, so...
You're going to be playing once or twice a week every week.
We'll have to see how it all goes. But yeah, the sevens opportunity's been amazing. Just playing against the... alongside the girls that have also been picked, it's amazing that the standard of rugby is incredible. Like, going to the camps, I was on one this weekend, and every time I go, I'm learning something. Every time off the girls I play around, and you just like, I'll be stood there and I'm thinking, how the hell did they do that? And then I'll get on and I can then try it myself. And it's all about learning new things, and I've definitely taken a lot from it. And regarding the end tournament, what it all is really down to, it's more of a dream, really, that is. With being the age I am, I have a few more years to try and achieve it. But, with getting just into the seven squad this year was what I wanted. At the start of the year, we said, didn't we, that's what I wanted to do. Just to at least play alongside these girls. And
is it sevens that you still like sevens more than the full game?
Yeah.
You've always been a fan of sevens, haven't you?
Yeah, I do enjoy it. A lot more creativity in it, and space to work with, which I like to do a bit of running. I'm still enjoying 15s, and I definitely will next year. I'd like to see how all the Loughborough girls gel together and what team we can produce.
Where's ladies rugby at the moment then, Phil? I mean, we know right at the top it is spot on, but ladies rugby clubs and a ladies rugby league, is that the sort of thing that...
Yeah. It's massive in the Midlands, especially. Some of the northern teams struggle. There's a lot of teams based around the Castleford and Leeds area. Mansfield are doing a tremendous job at the moment. Newark are doing it. So, you know, Newark and Mansfield are relatively new girls team, basically, last for 3-4 years. And it's massive. Certainly. And apparently it's the fastest growing sport in the UK. Like we say, just persuading, if we can grab the girls in year sort of 6 and 7 and give them a try, and they're hooked, generally.
If everything goes the way we expect it to, because she's got the skill,
mm-hmm.
and she has the look and the injury fit and all that, where does, can she, I mean, is it like Wasps or Leicester or teams?
Right.
Have they got ladies' teams?
No, there's now they're setting up a new league, a new...
Super league.
It's like a Super League they've set up, been restructured for this coming season. I think, don't quote me on this, I think there's about 8 or 10 teams, super teams, been put together. Well, they're already existing teams, but one or two have dropped out and new teams are coming. Loughborough have set up a new team. And yeah, it won't. I don't think it's professional. The sevens is professional at the top end.
And 15s.
Yeah,
but give it 2 or 3 more years.
Yeah,
when she's ready.
Yeah, possibly. That's a dream, isn't it?
That's the dream. And remember the radio station you started on, won't you? Well, it's that sort of night. I can't get my telephone call, so we'll try that one again later on in the week about the 5K. On Sunday, and unfortunately, you won't be surprised to know that Germany have just beaten England on penalties in the under 21. So it's no surprise there whatsoever. Some things that don't change in life, you know, and they stay the same. The first time I interviewed Jess, I had to wait while she combed her hair. This is on the radio, you understand, but we had to wait while she combed her hair so she could talk on the radio. And while I've just been trying to make that telephone call, I've been watching. And what is Jess doing? Sorting her hair out.
I feel like it's a nervous thing. I feel like I start playing with my hair when I'm a bit nervous. I get a bit... So I don't know.
There's absolutely nothing to be nervous about in here. You know that. Phil, first of all, rugby and Newark. Next season.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much Jess, although there may be a guest appearance every now and again, but
yeah.
Maddie Cross, I assume, is in the same situation.
The girl Jess is planning to come back and play, and it there's about 12 of the under 15s moving up to the under 18s, so it looks like we've got a squad of 22 or 3 players, quality players as well at that. There's some real good girls coming
up. So the under 18s look
yeah.
Strong. Where's the under 15s?
Yeah, there's about 6 under 13s moving up into under 15s. We always have 4 or 5 turn up pre-season for pre-season training. They look good. And the under 13s, which is the most important age group for us because it's a feeder team. Mark's getting more and more inquiries every week now. And we are looking for more girls to turn up. So if anyone's listening, anyone thinks they've got a granddaughter or a daughter.
And are you still looking after the under 13s? Is that...
I've been asked to move up to the under 15s.
Right.
I'll miss the... Well, Lucy's moving up, my youngest. She's moving up to the under 15s. But I did get the look from one or two of the under 13s that are staying in the under 13s. And I thought, well, we might... You know, if there's no one that... I think at the beginning of the season, there's not going to be anyone to coach them. So I am going to stay with them initially.
I didn't see much rugby last season. But one I did see, I think it was a Friday night match when you played... I think it was Mansfield. And Mansfield really turned up all cocky and this isn't going to be a problem. And about 10 minutes into the game, and 4 Newark tries later, they looked a little bit deflated on that touchline.
I think Mansfield had about 25 players, didn't they?
Yeah.
Some big units as well in that side. And they're a good side, Mansfield are. But it was actually nice of them to come. Gavin, who I know, is one of the coaches for the under 13s. He arranged that for us. To try and get the parents more involved, you know, to see some matches on a Friday night. Not all the parents can see them on a Sunday. And it was a great occasion.
It was a good idea.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Under lights as well. And that's always special, isn't it?
Yeah. But we did give Mansfield a surprise. I'll give you.
You did. I enjoyed that. Very quickly, seniors, Newark, Southall again this season.
Oh, I can't wait.
Southall got the bragging rights. And you got mauled. Didn't know where to stand in the grandstand. And
it was a good game. Southall did well and truly win, though, didn't they? They were the best side on the day.
Ran out of steam right at the end. Was that a disappointment, or do you think another season where they are?
I think they'll consolidate. I think they're a good side. They are a good side. And their back row is amazing. They're number 6, 7 and 8.
Newark, I suppose, we'll have to wait and see who's at university and who's,
not. But I think things look, we'll be okay for Newark. They're giving the youngsters a chance, which I've said all, Southwell have always done that. The youngsters have always had a chance to play for the first team. And I think, you know, seeing what Newark did last season, to see those young guys coming on and you know, the guy at fly half and the winger as well, They were the stars really for Newark last season for me.
Most certainly. And Jess, your future is mapped out then for you, isn't it? Loughborough. Let's fingers crossed for that. And after Loughborough,
I don't know, uni obviously, but I don't know whether or not I'm going to see what happens at college, see how I get on, see how I adapt to living there on my own and stuff. Obviously, I'll be in the house with...
Yes, now this is another story, isn't it? Because this had mum panicking. You're not in the house with just young ladies, are you?
Well, this is the thing, we are now.
Oh.
So, the league boys have applied for a different block, just purely because... obviously, you know.
What do you mean?
No, I wasn't saying it like that. I was meaning because it's just, I think their coach wants the lads to all be together.
You need to concentrate on rugby.
Of a team bonding thing.
That's what was worrying mum, yes.
Yes, yeah. No, I mean for the lads, us girls are very, Loughborough girls that are there already are renowned for being such a lovely bunch. Everywhere they go is... everyone always says how lovely they are, how welcoming the girls are, how nice they turn themselves out and things. So us as a girls group, and I know for definite the girls coming up next year as well, I'm good friends with all of them too. Obviously, there's a few that I don't know because...
So you're going to a new school in a new area, but you already know the people you're going with. That's brilliant, isn't it?
I think that's
good.
Why
good.
I want to go so much because... I'm genuinely really close with all the girls there, and I think that's why I'm looking forward to it so much, being able to live with your best friends, just playing rugby as well. Just
bit of school work, lot of rugby, lot of partying. You can't go wrong, can you? You can't go wrong. And every now and again, mum and dad will nip out and have a look, see how you're getting on.
Yeah.
Jess, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
Jess Weaver was the first Radio Newark sports star, so you're always going to be our favourite, and we're always going to want to know how you get on. So keep in touch from Loughborough, Jess, because you are our special star. Phil, we'll keep in touch with Newark Rugby. It's going to carry on going great guns. But coming up now, somebody else who's a star, Mr. Stuart Preston.